98.1 Power FM's Dana and Dylan with you this morning.
Now, finally, we are going to see a vaccine hub opening in the Upper Hunter. It's about time because we have had a bit of a slow uptake of the vaccine, and we are seeing that the only way out of this is to vaccinate. Now, on to talk about it is Dave Lazell, member for the Upper Hunter. How are you going, Dave?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Dana. How are you going there, Dylan?
Yeah, good. So what's happening?
This is something that obviously with the lower vaccination rates that we're seeing in around the Muswellbrook area, we have GPs out there, we've got pharmacists out there, and they are going as hard as they can, and they're doing an absolutely amazing job. And the nurses working in those clinics are doing extra hours, they're doing weekend clinics. Look, they really have the weight of our community on their shoulders. But we're looking for ways, how can we help them get more vaccine out? And so that's what we've been doing. It's great work by Muswellbrook Council and the team working under the general manager there and obviously the mayor. And they've come together and partnered up with the local GPs. And we're going to have a clinic on the 11th of September. It's going to be a walk-in clinic over in Muswellbrook at the basketball stadium. And just walk in, get your vaccination done, and hopefully we'll get as many people as we can done during that clinic.
So how's this going to work? Do you have to book?
No, not at all. It's all about the walk-in. So, we're going to set this up in South Muswellbrook at the basketball court. It's going to be a simple walk-in, get jabbed, walk out again. You bring your Medicare card, you bring your ID, and that's all you need.
Okay, so Dave, what vaccines are going to be available?
We're really starting off with AstraZeneca and, of course, aiming at anyone above the age of 18 who can take AstraZeneca. We'll get that done. And then what will happen then is that will then grow, and we'll look at expanding those options as time progresses and as we get this vaccine. We know that there's just a shortage of Pfizer, and that is frustrating everyone in the community, and I understand it. But look, there are deliveries coming. The GPs will start opening up more appointments. So if you are only interested in Pfizer, then put your name down on a list as your local GP. As soon as they get the deliveries and know that they've got them, they will open up appointments.
Okay, is there going to be a focus here in the Upper Hunter of vaccinations of First Nations people as well? Because I would hate to see what has gone wrong in Walgett happen here in the Upper Hunter. What's the go there?
Absolutely. And what we're starting off now, starting from next week, is there's going to be an outreach centre through the Onguru Medical Centre in Singleton. They're going to focus purely on Indigenous people in terms of making sure that they have opportunities for getting vaccinated. And then that's something that we're looking to roll out through the electorate, and we're going to have to work on that to make sure that every single person in this electorate gets the opportunity for a vaccination. And yes, we have to focus on those vulnerable groups, and we've got to get those statistics looking a lot better before we can feel like our community is safe.
Dave, finally, people can cross LGA borders to be able to get vaccinated. Is that correct?
That is correct. So, for those people in Merriwar, for example, who are, not far away from the ADF clinics. Now, the ADF clinics have been set up because there's an outbreak in around Dubbo and during those areas. But for people in Cassilis and Merriwar, there's a clinic just down the road over the LGA border in Coola. I've encouraged people, go there. Go and get your vaccination. That is totally acceptable to travel across LGA boundaries for vaccination.
Wonderful. We're chatting with Dave Lazell, member for the Upper Hunter. Thank you so much for getting us across all the details. I'm so excited that this is happening.
Oh, absolutely. And I just encourage everyone, get yourself booked in at the local GP, and thank you to all those GP pharmacists and to Muswellbrook Hospital for all the great work they've been doing to date. We're 50%, but we need to get another 30% of vaccinations into it.